Welcome to the Whole Business Podcast, where we focus on bringing whole life success to entrepreneurs and small business owners like you, providing conversations and strategies that align your business goals with personal well-being and financial success to help you thrive in every area of your life. Welcome to the Whole Business Podcast. My name is Steve Harris. I am a holistic business coach, serial entrepreneur, and the COO of Gorgeous Business Solutions, a small business solutions company dedicated to providing actionable solutions to modern day business challenges. We're all about bringing whole life success to entrepreneurs and small business owners like you, providing conversations and strategies that align your business goals with personal well-being and financial success to help you thrive in every area of your life. Now let's get started today. Last week, we spoke about living congruency. You know, before I get into that, I want to thank all of you that reached out last week about the new podcast that were supportive and encouraging and gave great feedback. I appreciate you so much. If you like what you're hearing so far, love for you to subscribe, like the podcast. We're looking to build this out into a community of people who are on a similar journey that are trying to create success for themselves and their family beyond just the business realm. Also, of course, their health, their family, and their finances. And I do believe that they are all so linked together that's important that we focus on all of them and we touch on all of them because, you know, as much as we would like to compartmentalize things as entrepreneurs and small business owners, maybe it would even make it a little easier if we can just say, okay, this is my work time, this is my gym time, this is my family time. If you're anything like me, I'm sure you've noticed that they're always going at the same time. You got kids that want to interrupt in the middle of the day because they need things. You've got, you know, stresses at work that are causing your health to need some extra attention. So they really do work together. And so we're just trying to really provide solutions and conversations around that. So any feedback in the comments would be wonderful so that we can make sure that this becomes what you want it to be. I've already spoken to a couple of folks that I'd like to bring on the podcast that are interested in providing some financial solutions for us. I've talked to some folks about health. And so as we grow this podcast and are able to do so, I want to bring folks on that either that I know personally or that have connected through this community. So this is a journey we're all going to do. So as I started to say, last week we talked about congruency in our lives and making sure that we are living a life today that is incongruent with our future self. Now we know, or at least I hope you do know, that you today are at the level of success you have achieved because of who you are today, your current habits, your current attitude, your current mindset, your current skill set. That all brings you to who you are today. If, and I suspect if you're listening to this podcast, you are looking for the next level of success. Maybe that's a little bit more financial security. Maybe that's better health. Maybe that's growing your business or starting your business. Maybe that's figuring out how to balance your life in business and your family, because again, we know they interconnect. Probably a podcast coming up about how I don't necessarily agree with the term work-life balance, but that's for another day. So we talked about last week how today who you are and where you're going in the future is going to require you to live with some congruency. It's going to require you to behave today, skill up today, like you are your next level self. So if your current self that has got you to this level of success comes home at night and unwinds with television or whatever, and stays up late, but your next level self is going to require you to make some changes in your fitness. And so now you have to be getting out of bed at 4:30 a.m. so you can get to the gym by 5 so you can go about the rest of your day. Your next level self is going to require you to not stay up late watching TV. So even though you haven't achieved the next level self success, you can be living today in congruency with that person by getting up at 4:30 in the morning and go into the gym. That's obviously an example. Everybody's got different scenarios, different outcomes that they're striving for, but that's the point of that. Now, I had intended to speak about something different today on today's show, But through conversation just at home this week, it really stimulated a different thought. And so I tabled what I had planned for another week. And I thought we would dive into this today. And the premise of the show, actually the title of the show, is "You're Chasing the Wrong Target." Now, where that came from was a conversation about how so many people aren't finding the success they want today. We were specifically talking about the younger generation, as we have, you know, five kids that are in different stages from 15 to 25. And so they're growing into a thing where they're going to have to start making some different changes. And so many of our generation or their generation aren't finding success because work, hard work, dedication to something seems to be a little bit lacking. I'm casting a broad general net here, but I'm just saying that that is one of those things. And so that caused me to think about a quote, very famous quote from Thomas Edison, when he says, "Opportunity is missed by most people because it is dressed in overalls and it looks like hard work." And so we started kind of digging in on that and ruminating out and chatting about it, how, you know, unfortunately there are a lot of people that just are, they just don't want to put in the work. They expect that things will happen or they won't, based on what the universe provides, based on, you know, the government. We're in an election year right now. And so there are people who are making decisions thinking that the next president of the United States, or these next bills, or what happens with Congress or the Supreme Court or whatever, is going to affect whether they can achieve higher levels of success. Will it change the dynamic and perhaps the way in which you have to pursue it? Certainly. The government does affect what we do in our day-to-day. Structures will change regardless. And this isn't one party over the other. However, the success is 100% available. You just might have to tweak it or pivot it again. So for those who are missing the opportunities because they're shying away from hard work, this podcast probably isn't for them, and this message probably isn't for them. So I don't think we're actually going to be speaking to that audience anyway. So what am I speaking of today? I'm talking about a target that is set that is actually not in alignment with who you truly are, your core self. Again, when we were talking about congruency, it's being still your core true self, just next leveling up with mindset, habits, attitude, and skills. But in our core, I believe that we are designed for something and some purpose in this world when we were created. The Eastern philosophy talks about dharma. Now, I'm going to give you my interpretation of the term dharma. Some of you are probably starting to dismiss already, but just hang in there for a second. I believe that, again, we were created with a core purpose, a core value, a core reason that we are here, and we are gifted at a deeper level than just the skills that we have acquired over time. And so to me, dharma is living authentically you, in alignment with your true nature, and is honoring your unique gifts in the service of others. Okay, so to unpack that just a minute, I think dharma is living in a state where we're taking our true nature, our true gifts, the true things that we've been created to do, and then using those for the greater good. The great thing is, if you are using them for the greater good, often personal success comes. Okay, you're going to have that personal fulfillment. And typically, financial success is going to come as well. They say, you know, he who solves the most problems makes the most money. So if we're solving problems for the greater good, we as business owners know that we are creating solutions that we can then sell, we can monetize, and that's where that comes. So the dharma is taking those gifts and using them for the greater good. As a result, we will get that success back to us personally, financially. So why do I say we're shooting for the wrong target? I think so many people have set the success targets for themselves, and we're talking familial, financial, business, health, based on something other than the who we are generally. And I think we probably all have something in our gut where we feel, gosh, this just feels right when I'm doing it. So what happens? We end up setting a target for a variety of reasons that's different than where we actually should be setting our target that is naturally our thing that allows us then when we're working within that structure to push through and go further. Why do we set our targets in a different direction? There's a couple of reasons. I think number one, there's a lot of family and societal pressure to stick and stay in a direction that's just natural. I'll give you an example. When I started in the car business years and years ago, when I told friends and family what I was doing, that I was becoming a car salesperson, I was ridiculed. I was made fun of. Everybody, oh, you're going to be a sleazy used car salesman. For some reason, everybody calls them a used car salesman when they want to say it's sleazy, but that's a whole nother topic. And so some people actually will not go into certain fields because it has a negative connotation, let's say. I am grateful for my time in the car business. Is that what I still do? Absolutely not. But the skills that I learned and the realization of who I was actually brought me to understanding where my dharma is, which is coaching, which is it's training people and equipping them to succeed in sales as part of it. If you follow me on social media, you know that I'm a big proponent in understanding that sales is not a negative or dirty word. I wrote a blog about it on our website, gorgeousbusinesssolutions.com. There is nothing dirty about sales. So it allowed me to really learn that. So that's one thing. It could be a negative connotation. A second thing is sometimes you have people that will stick and stay in the family business. You see that a lot when it comes to ranchers, farmers, people who have been raised in that space that their mom and dad have always, you know, cattle ranched or been a farmer. And so they just kind of stick and stay in that. And in some cases, again, there is that negativity if they pull away from that because it's something different. You see that in Hollywood movies sometimes where you have somebody who decides they want to be an attorney. And all of a sudden now they're being ridiculed as being some big shot because they didn't just stick and stay in the blue collar work that their family had. So a lot of people are going to set goals that aren't their own. They're the family goals. This is what we've done. This is where you're going to go. A lot of people are going to set goals because it's what's acceptable to other people. I think another reason that people set goals that aren't the right target for them, that aren't connected with their dharma, is due to social media. They are setting a target that is not their own. They see somebody that is wealthy, that has the right, you know, fancy sports car, or they have the jet, or they get to eat at the greatest restaurants, and they go, okay, well, they're an attorney, and that's why I need to be an attorney. And so that becomes their goal. Or they're in this business sector, and so that's what I need to do in order to get that. And so they end up setting their goal trying to emulate somebody else, but really, it's not their own. So why do we set these goals that aren't our own? One, again, I think we just naturally fall into them, but I think more importantly than that, and probably more often, it's easier because if we have to really discover who we are, we're going to have to put in some personal work. We are not living in a day and age where people are reflective, where people want to dig in and say, okay, what feels right to me? We are living in a day and age where taking slow, quality, quiet time alone to ponder, to think, to journal, and to explore who we are is time consuming, is stressful, and oftentimes can be scary. And so more people will just continue to go instead of slowing down and saying, okay, where am I at? What makes me come alive? And so then the target is set in the wrong direction and they're unfulfilled. I think another reason that this occurs is because there's a sense of vulnerability when you are truly pursuing something that is greater than you. And there's a point when we go, am I good enough? if this is what I was created for, to bring this gift, this service to the world and then prosper myself, what if I fall short of that? And so I think there's a nervousness to step into the fullness of ourselves, because I saw a thing recently on Instagram where it said, your greatest fear isn't falling short. It's truly letting loose and becoming who you really were meant to be. And so there's a fear of, if this is really who I am, then what happens if I fail? What happens if I fall short? And you know what? You're going to fail. You're going to fall short in the ladder of growth to attaining who you are meant to be and the success that I believe you were meant to have. So what do we do with that? That's a lot of difference than what we typically do. And so what happens when we are pursuing something that is not of our own? Well, as we know, when we're pursuing a goal, specifically one that is bigger than ourselves, our current selves, it's going to require a lot of hard work, and it's going to require standing firm when things get difficult. So I'm going to argue that when we are aligning our purpose, our success vision to the wrong goal, we aren't going to have the full depth of ourselves behind pushing through. I speak to a lot in some of our podcasts and my coaching and social media posts, the importance of having a big why. That why being, why are you doing this? Why are you going to work and working so diligently every day? Why are you getting up at 4:30 to get to the gym? Why are you sacrificing some financial gain to spend time with your family? Why are you spending the time getting fully educated on finances to grow, or again, growing your business? That why is important because it allows us to push through when days and things go wrong. Okay, we talked about failing and how we're going to fail along the path. The why allows you to push through. Your why, in order to be solid when you're doing everything right in your day and things just continue to go wrong, where the world changes, you know, there's a pandemic, there's a social economic change, there's a political change. And so what you've been doing now is turned on its head, and you've got to push through anyway, or instead of just quitting. There is an illness that derails your fitness journey. That why helps you say, you know what, this is a setback. This sucks. I don't like it, but I'm going to keep pushing through anyway, because I know what I'm working towards. That why will only have the true power and strength to really help you push through if it's tied to where you're truly supposed to go, that target that you were born to do, born to accomplish. We all know people that have been faced with horrible adversity in life, whether it's business, whether it's health. You know, this previous conversation I was telling you about that stimulated this conversation, this podcast, was talking about the folks that were born with no legs. I'm sure you've seen them as speakers, as authors, that have climbed Everest, that have continued to push through. Maybe somebody's had something detrimental happen to their family, but they kept going. Maybe I know a guy who his board ousted him from his own multi-million-dollar company. So he started from scratch. I think the last I heard, he's worth something like $540 million now, because he just kept pushing through. Why? Because his purpose was so big and so powerful. So having that big why that really is going to push through detrimental things, challenging times, that's going to cause you to do the things that are uncomfortable for you. If it's tied to that big success that you were born to do, your dharma, it is going to help you push through. So that's why it's important to have that right target set so that you can push through and accomplish it. Nobody wants to pursue something just to get to the end and say, oh, this doesn't feel fulfilling. This isn't the right target. So how do we stop that for ourselves? How do we not get to the end? How do we not battle through and work all these hours and juggle the family time and the health time and when to spend money and when to save money, when to grow the business and when to and retract for a second and let things settle out. How do we know when to push through for something that's of value, something that we've been created to do? Well, again, as we talked about, that takes you to take time to spend time figuring out what is it you want. I'm going to suggest that that you take some time and you figure out who you are, that you take some time alone in your closet, go for a walk, I've enjoyed actually time on the golf course thinking about it because I'm so frustrated with my golf game that there's not other distractions. But take some time to figure out what makes you come alive. I believe that if you are doing what you've been created to do and it's for the greater service of other people, I think you feel it. I know I do. When I am doing the things that I was born to do, I feel different in my core. I mentioned the car business. I started off as a salesperson and then I grew into a finance manager and ultimately a finance director's position and then helped out with some sales management and dealership management stuff as well. That's really all the roles in the sales side of the car business. I was helping do some of the top level stuff. I was making sure we were selling cars. I was making sure that everything was taken care of on the legal side. And then, of course, I had some of the entry level stuff as well. Why did I feel times of success and times of lack? Well, because I had the opportunity in that job to train and equip and coach sales and finance people. When I was doing my job as a finance director and doing the legal stuff and getting the finance paperwork taken care of and all the things that go along with that job, I made great money. But it was the 1 hour every morning, 45 minutes every morning that I spent that I did not get compensated for. I volunteered my time to make sure that our salespeople were as equipped as possible to do their job to the highest level that they could. And so I trained them in sales strategies, mindset. We work through issues in the sales process. We redevelop processes. I didn't get compensated for that. I did not get paid for that. I volunteered that to the dealership principal and said, hey, I'd like to do this for our salespeople. As a result, I got to learn that that's where I came alive. I made a ton of money doing the other stuff, but when I was doing the free bit, when I was doing the training and the equipping, I realized something. I realized that that's where I come alive. So I paid attention to that, did nothing with it. Then I got in the real estate company, real estate business, and opened a real estate company, and I started bringing on agents to work with me. And yes, the real estate business was great. I loved meeting with folks. I loved the money. I loved the pursuit of new listings and the negotiation side of it. But what really helped me, or what really made me come alive and feel like I was doing something that was in my dharma before I even knew what that word meant, was when I was training and equipping my real estate agents. When I was meeting with real estate agents that didn't even work for me and I was training and equipping them. When I was speaking on a panel of other successful agents to teach about why we do things a different way. And that's where, even though I didn't get compensated for any of those speaking things or any of those trainings, that's where I felt the most fulfilled. Had nothing to do with the money. I was speaking and doing and working within what I was equipped and trained to do from the beginning. What in my core was my dharma. It was for the greater good, greater purpose of other people, allowed them to have their own successes while I was able to live in my gifts. Now, fast forward, gosh, here we are another year and a half, 2 years later. I'm no longer in real estate. I've been out of the car business for a long time. And guess what I'm doing? I am stepping into where I am best. I am setting my targets based on what I am best at doing. And that's coaching, training, and equipping people in mindset, in skills, in sales strategies, in helping them to develop into something more than they are currently. That's in their businesses. That's in themselves. And so now I can say I am stepping into my dharma. It's a long road ahead, but it feels different. I had to take the time alone to figure out what makes me come alive, not what pays me the most money, not what pays me at all, but what makes me come alive. So I'm going to encourage you to take some time, figure out what makes you come alive. Take the time and write it down. I have a buddy that I met years ago that told me a story about when he was growing up that he loved fishing more than anything else. He loved to read about it. He loved to do it. He loved to study it. And so all he would do was focus on fishing. Well, his mom came to him and said, there's nothing that you can do with this that's going to help you have a career later in life. So he started figuring out other pursuits, but they weren't fulfilling. Well, fast forward a few years, he ended up going to college and he ended up getting a license in an education in fisheries biology. He now gets paid to catch fish, capture them so they can tag them, so they can study them. He found how to make his passion a career, which then ultimately helped him to find his financial success. I haven't talked to him in a number of years. I don't know where he's gone. I share that story with you because there are some things that you are created to do that there may not be a clear objective. There may not be a clear path. There may not be a path that exists now that you have to go create on your own in order to live in that. Speaking to another client who we may have to develop a way to get her message into a speaking career that doesn't currently exist at the level that she's hoping to achieve. So I share those two stories with you because I want you to understand that no matter what, as soon as you decide what that dharma is, a solution will come that you can monetize. Again, he who provides the greatest solution makes the most money. So we have the opportunity to discover who we are, where we are best equipped, where our dharma is, and then run with that. So take that time, figure out what that looks like. Secondly, I want you to, once you have figured that out, commit to it. I'm not saying that it's going to be the very next job you take is going to be in there. There may be a pathway to doing so. I'm working with somebody else who wants to become so incredibly great at sales because they want to work within a different industry that actually their degree is in. They weren't going to school for sales. And so they're pursuing a career in the car business right now so that they can get skilled up in sales, knowing that ultimately their big target is going to require some skilling up. So you may not be operating next in that next space that helps you achieve that. So get committed to it and understand that you may have to make a few other steps before you get to step into that. Again, our takeaways are spend time. Figure out what your dharma is. Figure out where you are most coming alive. Don't attach a dollar amount to it. Commit to it and then start paying attention. You ever notice when you are, say, shopping for a new car, let's say you're looking for a Jeep Grand Cherokee, and all of a sudden you start seeing Jeep Grand Cherokees everywhere. Well, opportunity is the same thing. Once you are connected to your dharma, once you are focusing in on the right target, the opportunities will present itself. Thomas Jefferson, again, you know, the opportunities missed by most people because it's dressed in overalls and looks like hard work. Well, let's twist that. Let's say opportunity is missed by most people because they're not paying attention to the right things. And so they're not seeing those opportunities. When you connect with who you are at your core, when you connect with where you belong, when you set up a strategy that fulfills you, that serves the greater good, and that ultimately would end up in success for you, the opportunities will present themselves. So I want to thank you again for joining me on this journey of whole life success. I'm hoping in the weeks to come, we will be bringing in more experts and interviews and success stories. I'd like to hear your success story. And if this resonates with you in any way, I'd love to hear that. I'd love to hear what path you've been on. I've shared a couple stories with you from my own life. I've shared stories with you from other people's lives. Because I think in those stories, there's so many lessons that we can all learn. Again, we're in this journey together. I'm hoping that it inspires you. I'm hoping that it empowers you. I'm hoping that it frees you up to make changes in your life. We're going to be coming once a week with new podcasts. And so I'm excited to see where this journey takes us. Thank you again for tuning in. If you like the content, again, comment, like, subscribe, share. let's get this out and let's build a community. It's only going to get better the more people we have involved, the more people that we have contributing and helping influence where we go. Hope you have a great day. And again, thank you for your time.